Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are deadlocked in the new ABC Washington Post poll out today. Their first, conducted entirely after FBI Director James Comey made public that he's investigating newly discovered Clinton-related emails. Democrats and some Republicans are crying foul about that announcement so close to the election. Then yesterday, the FBI also released a trove of documents about Bill Clinton's pardon of fugitive financier and Clinton donor Mark Rich almost 16 years ago. Here's Hillary Clinton yesterday in Florida.
Don't get distracted. Don't get diverted. Focus on the kind of country and world that we want to help create.
But will these releases affect the early voting or voting that's already happened? In a handful of states, you can change your early vote. And Donald Trump, campaigning in one of them, Wisconsin, urged people to do just that.
So if you live here or in Michigan or Pennsylvania or Minnesota, those four places, you can change your vote to Donald Trump. We'll make America great again, okay?
Well, and in New Hampshire and some other states, you can change your absentee ballots. Rebecca Sinderbrand is Deputy National Political Editor at The Washington Post and Managing Editor of The Fix. And Rebecca, start there. Many Americans are waking up and saying, what, you can do this? Apparently, a handful of people called into New Hampshire officials and asked to change their absentee ballots. They were told it's unprecedented in a presidential election, but you can by voting in the first 2 hours on Tuesday. So there's these different rules that people are finding out about. Do you get the sense, though, that these FBI disclosures are making people want to change their early voting?
Well, we have to be clear. Well, first of all, yes, people can technically change their vote. Are they likely to? No, not in huge numbers. And it's more about the narrative, about getting the idea out there that people might want to switch their preference. It's really aimed at people who haven't cast their votes yet, this idea that someone would do something like this. Mm-hmm. The question now is it affecting people's votes? Not necessarily in the sense of people switching their support between candidates. The question is what it does to enthusiasm, whether it gives Republican enthusiasm a boost and perhaps depresses Democratic turnout. That's where you could see it start to shift votes or shift results a bit. It's not necessarily, and you're not going to see huge numbers of people in this environment switching their vote from one candidate to another.
Well, and yet we've seen the landscape change since the disclosures on Friday, hasn't it? I mean, the tightened race.
That's right. And again, that's a function and effect of what we're seeing in terms of Republicans coming home, a slightly increased level of Republican enthusiasm and some depressed turnout, some commensurate drop in enthusiasm among Democratic voters. Now, whether this is something that's sustained, something that we're going to keep seeing, it's hard to say. You know, there's not a lot of time for the dynamic to change, but we should note that as long as we're talking about early voting, Hillary Clinton has a massive advantage in many areas, has banked quite a few votes at this point in a way that Donald Trump just has not.
Well, and by the way, we mentioned the FBI release of the documents having to do with Bill Clinton's pardon of one of his supporters 16 years ago in his last day in office. The FBI, we should say, says they were made public because of multiple Freedom of Information Act requests that trigger these automatically. Of course, Democrats are crying foul at that. But you're talking about voter depression and suppression. Later this afternoon, President Obama will be campaigning for Hillary Clinton in North Carolina, where early voting there has been shortened. There's less time. And African-American turnout is down. Democrats think that's connected. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's certainly what you're hearing from a lot of people. You cannot argue with the fact that there is a drastically decreased access to early voting in North Carolina, and it's been the subject of much controversy, of course, with judges saying, look, it looks as though African-American voters were specifically targeted in terms of limiting access. And in that sense, it's become a battleground and a rallying cry for Democrats. Mm-hmm. You're hearing from Democrats, they used it in the past and are using it now to try to actually boost enthusiasm and boost turnout.
Yeah. Is it just outside of other anvils that might drop on candidates' heads with the few seconds we have here, Rebecca, is it just get out the vote till Tuesday?
Absolutely. And it's getting out your own voters. Again, getting that African-American vote increased from Hillary Clinton's perspective and from Donald Trump's perspective, keeping those Republicans coming home and keeping that enthusiasm high.
Rebecca Sinderbrand, Deputy National Political Editor at The Washington Post, Managing Editor of The Fix. Thanks as always.
Thank you.